Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It's a busy Tuesday night at Armstrong Stadium as Notre Dame and Indiana get together in men's soccer. These teams were ranked 1 and 2 in last week's polls. Todd Yeagley talks about the big rivalry and the big game tonight.
Yeah, this one class, I mean, the guys are pretty excited. There's a lot of familiar faces with their group. Some of our guys played with some of their players, and we play them, you know, at least twice in a year, sometimes three, our spring game that we play, and then obviously in the fall, and sometimes in the tournament. It's as good a rivalry as you have. A lot of respect for one another, though, so it's a well-played and respected rivalry, but one that both teams really want to get the best.
Notre Dame has their own identity, which the Hoosiers have seen multiple times over the years.
They're very good player for player. They can recruit nationally just as we can. And I mean, the difference, you know, stylistic, they're a little bit different with the way that they play. However, they do it really well. And I think that's, you know, a benchmark for any successful team is, you know, they have an identity. They know what they're doing, as we do as well. So it's two teams that, you know, have a little bit different styles in their defending and attacking, but are both very good at what they do. And both teams have been tested. You know, we play in the best two conferences in college soccer, in the Big Ten and ACC. And our non-conference schedule start the year is as good as anyone, just as Notre Dame is. So both teams have been battle-tested. It's a great kind of almost mid-year game to really say, okay, where are we, again, moving forward to make sure that we're, you know, putting our best groups together and also, you know, looking for results against top teams.
Bill Armstrong Stadium, Jerry Yeagley Field, tonight, 7 o'clock. Indiana and Notre Dame, a big regular season matchup for the Hoosiers. Reds in Milwaukee tonight. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins at 7:40. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Hoosier head football coach Tom Allen addressed the media on Monday to recap the win over Georgia Southern and point out some special individual performances.
Really proud of our football team and the way that they paired and focused and finished on Saturday. I know that's a game that that we're supposed to win. I also have been here enough to know that has not always been the kind of focus and the kind of consistent execution throughout the game in those situations in the past. And so I really made a point of emphasis to be able to have consistent performance from our guys and really challenge them in that area, challenge our coaching staff, and was pleased with that part of it. So, you know, we did do some good things, did some things we need to work on, but you know, to be able to come out here and to play to the level that you're supposed to play at is what's important. And that, to me, was encouraging of us moving in a direction of continuing to grow as a program. Offensive player of the game, Morgan Ellison. You all know what he did statistically. But, you know, true freshman is playing the way I, you know, after fall camp, the way he convinced me he could play. And he's proven that he's a young man that has a bright future if he stays hungry and humble and keeps working hard. Special teams player of the game is Jay Sean Harris again, and really proud of his execution and the whole, we call it the score team, that's our punt return unit, and they've done that twice now, they've scored, so we want to continue to do a great job in that phase.
The Hoosiers are 2-1 as they head to Penn State on the weekend, 3:30 on the Big Ten Network. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.